most husbands deep down fear they're just not good enough as men to make their marriage work. Many men are suffering shame, feeling like emotionally inadequate to meet the intimate needs of their woman in deep intimacy. Now, if there's one major purpose that I have and that the movement here at Kings of Freedom has in the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast is to support you becoming the transformative force in your marriage. Beyond that, on a deeper sense, is to become the transformative force in your life. To just get off the same shit different day roundabout. Realize your fullest power as a man. Not just as a man, but as a king in your kingdom. And just be able to have that transformative power and just that inner knowing that it's in your capability to create a life on your terms by the vision of your highest self. Yet, in the middle of all of this, there's like one major reason why in marriage the feeling of love sadly fizzles out. And I would say in like 99% of marriages. This, to my mind, is completely unnecessary. Yet there's one major reason, and in this distinction, it's possibly one of the most potent reasons as to why men in marriage, but I would say by extension men in life, come nowhere near. And when I say nowhere near, I'm not saying like, oh, well, you get sort of like 60% of the way, 70%, and you just don't quite get it there. No, when I say nowhere near, I'm saying like not even 1 to 2% on the road to reaching your fullest potential in marriage and in life. It's down to this distinction. And the distinction is the vast majority of men are relying upon confidence over courage to create their life. I'm going to give you a bit of a story here. It's recently, and like I have tons of stories, but I think it was just the emotive nature of a guy. This guy I was coaching, and you know, I end up connecting in with guys. I'm specializing now in coaching high achieving men, be the husband their wife brags about. But of course, just by connections and by guys being referred to me, I end up getting guys that, you know, they're not yet married, and this fella was on the cusp of becoming married, was on the cusp of actually getting engaged with his queen. And he was having sort of like this inner shit fit of like a crisis of confidence. He literally was saying to me, he was like, he was with this beautiful woman, and like on so many levels he was like madly in love with her. I think it was about 4 years at the time, and he was very, very close to wanting to get married with her. He did want to get married with her. The whole idea of buying an engagement ring, was he going to get engaged with her? It was this sort of like cross of destiny for him. And during the coaching conversation, like he got very, very, he got deeply emotive, and there was so much love there. And yet in his wording, he was like, I just don't have the confidence to know. You know, like, how am I meant to know if this is the right woman? And he's like, I don't feel confident. I actually don't have any certainty about this decision at all. Like, you know, do I propose to her? Do I not? Do I get engaged? Like, is this the right woman? And it's sort of, his whole language was about this lack of confidence and the uncertainty and the fear that it brought up for him. What I ended up reflecting back to him is like, hey, there's a major difference between confidence and courage. And there's two tanks. In every single guy, there's two fuel tanks. One fuel tank is confidence. The other fuel tank is courage. Now, there's a major difference between both fuel tanks. The fuel tank of courage is omnipresent. You can always tap into 10 out of 10 courage, because courage is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation in the moment. That's a definition, that's a dictionary definition. Now in marriage, I would say courage coming from cœur, en français, in French, cœur, the heart. In marriage, it's the impulse to do or say what's true for you in the moment. So like, that tank, what's available to you, is 10 out of 10 courage. It's always there. You will find that there's been moments in your life. Take a time to reflect. Like, what moments in your life have you just accessed this immense 10 out of 10 reservoir of courage to do or say something in that moment that it just like, you just had to say it and you rose to that moment and you were like, you look back and you're proud of those moments in sporting endeavors, in business endeavors, in certain relationships, you set a boundary, etc., etc. Every man will have moments when he knows, yeah, that was just raw courage in the moment, nothing else. There was like, you were in the face of uncertainty, you didn't know, you were stepping into the unknown, but courage is what helped you step forward, move forward, open your mouth and speak your truth. Confidence, as I say, I was coaching this guy, it's like confidence is the product of acts of courage stepping into the unknown. Put a different way, confidence is the byproduct of taking courageous action. Courage first births confidence second. And as I was slowing down with the guy, he started like this massive smile came on his face. Because it was like for the first time he could see and feel into the distinction. It's like, wow, you know, so it's like, I have a tank of courage. And he started having reflections of times when he was super courageous and he made epic shit happen. And courage in the business arena is like, I tap into courage every single day. So he started getting, it's almost ironically, like his confidence started building up when he started looking back at like how many times he was courageous. It's like, okay, well, just bring it back to, you know, you're in the arena with your woman. It's the tank that, the fuel tank that you need to access to make this happen, it's courage. Put all your attention on, it's the tank of courage to access, well, that will fuel everything and anything you need to make this happen, because you can't know for sure. Like, there's uncertainty, there's fear. If there's not fear, if you're not feeling fear of potential negative consequence taking the action, well, then it's not an act of courage. And if in marriage you're leaning in on, oh, but you know, I'm not confident in bed. I'm not confident making love with my woman. I'm not confident. I don't have confidence in the sack, like to be this amazing lover, or I don't have the confidence to, you know, just kiss her passionately. Because, you know, there's lots of times when, you know, I fear rejection and I fear that she'll judge me. I don't have the confidence to tell her no. I don't have the confidence to, you know, to stand up to my mother. In relationship issues between my mom and my woman, and you're relying on the wrong fuel tank. Courage is what you need to rely upon. And if you look at like in whole life terms, you know, it stands, this distinction between confidence and courage, all the people, if you want to say, that we would admire as men, these role models of masculine, liberated freedom, you know, peak performers that you look on, you listen to on podcasts, etc., and read books about. I mean, the confident chef, it's going to be the same formula. Courageous actions into the unknown when he was an unknown entity, and like confidence comes second. The confident astronaut. I mean, it's courageous actions, courageous actions, courageous actions builds the confidence. Courage first, confidence second. The confident MMA fighter. Courage first. Confidence builds with experience, with wins, some defeats, but keeps learning, keeps taking courageous action to get back up on the mat, to dust himself down and gets back into the arena, into the octagon, and the confidence builds with time. The confident husband, it's the same formula. It must be the same formula. And my deepest desire, my whole point and purpose in this podcast, in all my work, in my coaching, in the work I'm doing online with guys, supporting guys in marriage, is to support you become confident husbands. But this is like the call it the catch 22. You can't build confidence without planting hundreds and thousands of seeds of courageous action. So slowing down, there's two tanks: courage and confidence. Slow down for a moment and tap into where your marriage is at today. And as always, I express like there's a space of absolute love and acceptance for the man that you are today, the husband you are today. By extension, within the family arena, the father you are today. It's all within the same arena. Absolute love and acceptance of where you're at. Yet, repetition is mastery. You know, you want to lean into heroic humility. Humus, the ground of truth of where you're at. This takes courage. There's actually no more a courageous act than vulnerably owning where you're truly at. There again, in sort of, we try in life, we've been conditioned as men that we, you know, the real man, he's confident always. You always know exactly where you're at. You always are confident. You always are strong. You always are in control. And as a result, we tend to try and build up our confidence levels by ignoring sore spots, messy bits where we're not so fulfilled, we're radically unfulfilled, we're deeply dissatisfied. We minimize and normalize those points, we tuck them in underneath the carpet, and we sort of lead forward with an inner facade, an inner story of, well, it's actually fine. This is so true for the vast majority of men in marriage, where, yeah, it's going fine, and hey, I'm putting my hand up here. I've opened up with you vulnerably so many times. It's like for many years, I count about 12 and a half years. And, you know, I get caught at times, even now, you know, with the depth of the work I've done. Sometimes it takes direct, radical, queenly feedback to snap me out of, oh, I actually thought we were going good. And then my queen will give me radical feedback. So it's always having this base of readiness to practice heroic humility and get really radically honest with where you're truly at. Where is your marriage at today? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you're barely in the game relationship wise. There's like intimacy into me, you see, like you're barely sure. You're doing just enough to keep that together. You're doing just enough to prevent yourself and your woman walking out the door, breaking up. 10 out of 10, it's like, does it even exist? It's like, that's the level of mastery. Can you reach mastery? But it's like divine, spiritual, emotional, sexual, physical, felt bliss all the time, epic health. You know, at that level of 10 out of 10, you know, your self-mastery, your marriage, your mission, everything in your life, your money, your parenting, everything is just epic. Why? Because your marriage is so evolved and expanding that like every single desire is being met. That's 10 out of 10. Where on that scale are you? Put a number on it. Trust your intuition. And the answers that a lot of guys will come up with, I wonder, just touch base with what answer your mind is coming up with. Very often, it's not totally honest. There's still a minimizing and normalizing. And here's the question. If your wife came in now to this conversation, this digital conversation, if your wife and yourself were in the room with me and I asked a question of you, and then maybe actually I asked a question of you, you give me the answer, and then your wife comes in, what answer would she give? Would she be as confident with the number that you gave, or would it be less? In my experience, when I pose this to guys, they sort of crack into this wry smile because it's almost like, you've got me there. Because, you know, this minimizing and normalizing, this avoidance of the truth of where we're at, it takes real courage to go, actually, that's where we're at. Because it's like, you know, then the answers will come true. It's like, well, I'm leaning in, like I'm satisfied with my work and there's this and money might be going okay, but like actually root level, there's like quite a few arguments going on, sex life. Yeah, it's like actually getting less and less and less and less intense, less and less in frequency over time. I mean, it's tough to keep this thing going. We end up leaning in on a rational mind. It's sort of like, oh, well, it'll get a bit better. I'm just a bit busy at work. What does that mean? Like, is it 6 months busy at work or 6 years? You know, our wives will give us the feminine feedback. And very often we just end up rationalizing, sort of brushing over. So whatever your answer is at, you know, it's like my encouragement to you is like, get really real with that. Get really real. You know, if you were to die today, would you be happy and content with, well, that's the lasting memory. That's the imprint my wife is going to have forevermore with me. My kids, that's the height of modeling of what it is to be a dad, what it is to be a man. That's the last imprint. I have no more opportunities. Would you be happy? Would you be happy to leave the park of life now? As I said, the vast majority of my marriage, nowhere near that point. Always assuming, like, you know, some point into the future, I turn it around. So coming from that answer, and in this podcast, I keep going back to getting real. It's not a once-off question. You need to be asking that question, where am I really at in my marriage and in my life? Thinking of the two tanks, you know, confidence results from thousands of seeds of courage. And what I think, I like it from the film We Bought a Zoo, Matt Damon film. And there's a point in it, and it's like, actually, when he asked his wife out in the film, first date, and he ends up giving the son this beautiful advice. It's like, sometimes it only takes 10 seconds of insane courage to get what you want in life. And I sort of wrap this what I call the kingly courage practice around the same sort of an idea. It's 10 seconds of kingly courage. Now, in courage, on a scale, you know, there's courage is 10 out of 10. It's all in. Or it's zero. You don't do courage with, well, it's sort of an 8 and sort of a 9, but like, I'm sort of looking out always to see my wife's face. Is she receptive or not? It's 10 out of 10 or it's 0. If you're doing it, fucking do it. Do it all in. Courage is when you go all in on the implementation and you're all out on the attachment to the results. That's courage. It's like, it's not that it's fearless. You can have fear, but you just go all in and you put all your attention into what you're doing, into what you're saying. You're just going, you're letting this full heart of energy in the implementation, but it's like you don't care about the consequences. You enter this zone. That's the practice. And you know, my invitation to you is to look like the power of you showing up like that. You immediately become the transformative force in your marriage. You think about these like simple actions that you can take, simple conversations you can have. I mean, kissing your woman passionately. Your woman, like, she judges the whole level of almost life, and like the feminine core is the wind in the sails, is how their relationship is, how deep intimacy is. And you kiss your woman passionately with 10 out of 10 courage every single time you kiss her. I mean, it takes less than 10 seconds to do it. I know you can extend it into more and more passion, but I mean, it just takes less than 10 seconds. But fucking do it. Today, 10 out of 10 courage, kiss her passionately. Send her a message. You're listening to this now, you're in the car, you're jogging, you're, I don't know, going for a walk, whatever it is, at the end of that activity, or if you're able to, stop now, stop the podcast, and just send her, like, with 10 out of 10 courage, the most courageous, beautiful, appreciative, loving message available to you. I've spoken to this before, I won't expand, but just do that. It takes 10 seconds, doesn't take much more. Speak your unspoken. What is that unspoken thing, that unspoken aspect of your being, your knowing? You just know, it's like, God, she keeps saying this thing, and like, you have a different version of reality. Speak it, because if you have not been speaking, when the unspoken keeps remaining in the background, there's resentment. The number one emotion that brings about the death of all marriages that fail, and marriages that fail go into literal separation, but marriages that fail long term, you're together, but the distance, there's just, you're just together by same shit, different day, habitual, just you're together. So let's just, it's too awkward to depart. That's a marriage failure as much. Resentment from not speaking your truth. So take that 10 out of 10 courage and speak your unspoken. Here's another one. Stand up for your woman in conversation with your mother. Put your mother back in her place. It's not her king and queendom that she's trying to intrude in with her incessant advice, her incessant opinions, what she feels is the important thing to do. It's not her queendom. It's your wife's queendom. Speak up. 10 out of 10 courage. It takes once to do it with your mother. And when you do it with 10 out of 10 courage, it's an initiation for your mother. She backs to fuck off, and so she should. That takes courage. And this topic alone, I'll actually do a separate episode and a separate date to go into a deeper level of this. This is rampant, where women as wives are distraught because a guy always defaults to support his mother way more than realizing she's his queen now. Touch her mindfully. 10 seconds of courage. Touch her sensually, mindfully. Let her know that you're there. You know, snap out of this rational mind, physical, emotional hardness, and just sensually touch base with her. Like, caress her thigh or knee, like her when you're driving. Hug her. Just move her with your body. Express that. Appreciation. 10 out of 10 courage. Like, I mean, appreciation now, today. It takes less than 10 seconds, but like, wholeheartedly expressed the appreciation for the amazing woman that she is, her unique aspects, whatever it is, light her up. The feminine lights up with appreciation. That's how the feminine just blooms into fullest life. Underneath all of this, guys, practicing life like this makes your life easier. You know, I want to speak to that rational mind who was like, oh, I just want an easy life. You know, it's like, this makes your life easier when you practice like this. The last one I'd like to just come into mind is like, say no and remain grounded in it. That could be like one of the big ones. Say no. It's like, no, that's a no. Do it with courage. Do it with heart. Don't get hard. But like, the courage is to say no. It's like, hey, no, actually, I know you keep insisting with your truth on this, but like, I'm at a no for this. Like, at this point, I'm at a no. I need to remain grounded in this. Speak it and ground. Put your roots down into the ground. She'll feel your masculine core, your masculine strength. She mightn't agree with you, but just she'll end up feeling your power. Not many men do this. It's like the Mr. Nice Guy syndrome. We have a no, but we keep it inside of us. And we sort of speak it once, but it's with like 2 out of 10 courage. We end up bending and breaking to the resistance of our women. And that's a feminine test. So have the 10 out of 10 courage to speak your no, remain grounded. You don't have to get aggressive, but just remain grounded with the no and stick with it. Might evolve, might change. You might mold into a different reality in a day's time, in a week's time, in a month's time. But if you're at no today, honor that no and speak it with 10 out of 10 courage. To become the transformative force in your marriage, it's easy, but only when you have a willingness to access courage and disregard confidence. Confidence as a husband comes in time. you will find that your confidence in being able to speak your truth, your confidence in deep intimacy and as a lover, your confidence in all areas of being able to have that sort of a Midas touch as a husband, that will come in time. It will only come when you start accessing exclusively, placing your attention and your awareness on, okay, so the only force I am to tap in on, the only fuel tank that I will use from now on in my marriage is courage. Now, like, you've eliminated the obstacles of life, if you want to say. You're 10 out of 10 courage. With that available, you are unfuckwittable. You are unstoppable as a loving force in your marriage. Repeatedly accessing confidence when you haven't got there, you haven't got the, like, there's zero, one or two in the tank of confidence. Well, it's just like you're using the wrong tank. Exclusively placing your awareness on accessing courage, you're unstoppable. Remember, unstoppable confidence in marriage is built by incessantly planting seeds of courage, acting on that impulse to do or say what's true for you in the moment, and hey, tapping, like, what I want to honor in you is, it takes enormous courage to speak and to do what's true for you in the moment. I've spoken before about the amount of conditioning, the amount of wounds that there are, the fear of the feminine, industrial revolution, the men went away, the women were at home, we had way too much time with our woman, with the feminine presence, we learned way too much to please feminine in our mothers first, then with teachers predominantly that were women. We ended up having this sort of a fucked up subconscious relating to women, that which was, please the feminine, don't upset them. This takes major courage. So I tap in, you will almost inevitably have deep wounds in your relating with the feminine, which brings up your greatest fears are being courageous in the face of the feminine. Your deepest fears, your deepest rejections, your deepest wounds and hurts and pains and agonies have been caused years ago in relating with the feminine. So I honor you in your willingness to listen in today. I honor you in your warriorship in accessing this courage. But I say to you, you know, to be the husband she brags about, to be that incredible king in relationship, and a king in your intimate relationship, you become a king in parenting, you become a king in self-mastery, in your mission and in your life. It's the greatest gauntlet put before you. And I'm challenging you, I'm encouraging you, I'm inviting you. Tap into that courage now and you will see courageous expressions of love and intimacy with your woman today. Tomorrow you will have the hope that tomorrow is going to be a bit easier, it's going to be a bit nicer, a bit better. You keep doing it for 2 or 3 days and you're going to find and have grounded hope that, well, the next week is going to be better. And you do that for a month, the rest of your life is going to be better. The rest of your marriage is going to be better. Your woman is going to be looking at you with awe, with reverence, with deep respect, with love, with sexual passion. She's going to want to rip your fucking clothes off 24/7 because she sees and feels and witnesses your warriorship in being a warrior of love, planting incessantly courageous acts and words from love today. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, extraordinary, kingly day.